five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go. Let's go. Fire fighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll drop in for a quiet evening at the home of Tim Collins, where no evening is quiet for long, thanks to Tim's brother Jimmy and sister Trudy. But that's where we'll meet Fire Chief Cody just as soon as you've heard this important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, the young fireman. The time is right after the evening meal when Tim's brother Jimmy and sister Trudy are doing the dishes in the kitchen. And at the same time, Jimmy is rehearsing his part in the fire prevention play, which is soon to be given at the Firefighters Brigade at North Fire School.
I am the spirit of fire prevention. Low like a canine, in arming shiner, I stand my take to being my people in disaster.
Oh, Jimmy, that's terrible.
Oh, the whole thing is terrible. Why did Miss Grabble have to butt in?
Well, Miss Grabble always writes the school pageants and things. She thinks she's doing us a favor.
A favor? Oh, look, there's something stuck on this plate.
Well, she took a long time writing that fire prevention play, and we don't want to hurt her feelings. Now it's clean.
Oh, sure. She's kind of nice when she isn't doing us favors.
Oh, she's sweet. Stack those glasses, Jimmy. You'll crack them.
I gotta make room for the silver, don't I?
Well, you could put the glasses away first, couldn't you? My goodness, it won't kill you to reach up and put them in the cupboard.
Okay, you don't have to bite my head off. Besides, she has charge of auditorium.
Well, who asked?
Miss Grabble, foolish.
Oh, yes, and that's another reason we ought to be nice about our old pageant.
Oh, gosh, Trudy, everybody in the whole firefighters brigade, all the fellas anyway, we'd rather put on your old play instead of Miss Grabble's.
What, Ma? The one I wrote? Oh, that silly old thing.
Don't be foolish. Your play has some sense in it. Gosh, at least it has something going on in it.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know anybody liked the play I wrote. Are you sure, Jimmy?
Sure, I'm sure. It's got real firemen instead of canines.
Well, then I know why.
What?
Why can't we do both?
Huh? Both what?
Both fire prevention plays. We can put on Miss Grebble so she'll be happy, and we'll put on mine, too, so everybody else will be happy.
Hey, that's it. That's what we'll do.
Then everybody better learn their parts in Miss Grebble's play, so she'll say yes when we ask if we can put on mine.
Gosh, it's tough, but we can do it.
Then let's hear you say your lines again. And this time, say it right. No canites and arming shiners.
Okay, like this.
Go ahead. We're all through with the dishes. Hurry up while I dump out the dishwater.
I am the spirit of fire prevention. Low like a knight in shining armor, I stand to between my people and disaster.
Oh, Jimmy, that's beautiful. I just know she'll love it.
Meanwhile, Chief Cody, guest for the evening at the Collins home, is chatting with Tim and his mother.
Well, Collins, my boy, it's a pity you have to rush off like this.
Now, Bob, Cody, you stop teasing my Tim.
Oh, he understands my position, Mom. Here I have to rush out of the house, run over to Engine Company 209, and report for duty right on the dot, just because I work for a hard-hearted tyrant.
Now, Tim, that's no way to talk about Lieutenant Greenspan, not even in fun.
Oh, I didn't mean the lieutenant, Mom. He's regular. I mean the real boss, Chief Cody.
Glory be.
Yes, ma'am, Chief Cody. Now, there's a tough man to work for.
Yeah, you young rascal. You get along and report for duty, or I'll have Greenspan set you to painting the firehouse by yourself, single-handed with a toothbrush.
Stop it, both of you. I never know when you're making your silly jokes.
Oh, all right, Mom, we'll be good.
You two are as bad as Jimmy and Trudy. Now, kiss me goodnight, Tim, and run along. Mm. If you answer any alarms tonight, be sure you wear that scarf I gave you. It's chilly out.
Yes, ma'am. What about Trudy's plans, those house plans she's making for school?
Oh, dear. She wanted you to look at them, didn't she? Mm.
House plans? No, what?
Well, it's for some class at Northside School, Chief Cody.
All the girls are planning houses. Trudy has the drawings here somewhere, but she got so interested in that play.
Yeah, she and Jimmy put me through the third degree this afternoon about that fire prevention play there.
Instead of getting Tim to look at her house plans.
Mm.
Glory be, those two are so busy with so many things. Well, I don't know.
I know. Chief Cody, that's your assignment for the evening.
Hmm?
Oh, when the kids get through with the dishes, would you do that? I mean, take a look at Trudy's design?
Well, of course I will. Nothing I'd like better.
Oh, grand. She'll get a kick out of that.
Run along, Tim. You'll be just in time.
All right, I'm on my way. Night again, Mom. Good night, Chief Cody.
Good night, son. Take care of yourself.
Those are Trudy's plans, Bob. They're on the table. If I get up, I'll spill all my sewing things.
Well, I can't find them.
Well, they're there at your elbow, under the school books.
Oh, hey, that Trudy of yours is pretty thorough. Floor plans for a house with four floors in the basement.
She's had Jimmy helping her with it all week. She wouldn't show them to Tim or me until they were finished.
And now they're done, it. Uh-oh.
Something wrong with them?
This is bad, Mrs. Collins. This isn't good at all. And we'll have to straighten this out. Well, the work is fine, Trudy, fine, but it's the design of your house I don't like.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now, darling, you see, it isn't all wrong. Chief Cody says the drawings are very good.
Ha-ha, you hear what she says, Trudy?
Oh, you?
Now, why is Jimmy so pleased when Trudy isn't?
I'm sure I don't know. After all, they worked together on those plans.
Oh, Jimmy thinks he's so smart.
Chief Cody, I did the work. I did the drawing, but Trudy did the thinking. She told me what to draw.
You say the drawing's all right and the thinking's all wrong. My goodness, why should I be pleased?
Well, now we're getting somewhere. There's nothing wrong with your thinking, Trudy. It's the thinking of the architect who thought up this plan in the first place that I don't like.
Architect?
The designer, man who first laid out this kind of house.
Oh, but I don't know any architect, Chief Cody. What happened was Miss Lamony, she's our home ec teacher, Miss Lamony said let's all make some house plans and see what kind of houses people live in our city. And we all said let's, and so...
Exactly. That's what I thought.
If you don't mind an interruption from the sidelines, I don't know what to think. What are you all talking about?
Well, ma'am...
Well, you see, Mommy, like...
After you, my young friend.
Well, you say, Jimmy. I did, but I guess I went too fast.
Well, you see, Mom, these drawings, Miss Lamony told the home ec girls to make floor plans of the homes they live in. Or somebody's house, anyway. And
then after, we compare the plans and see for ourselves just how many kinds of houses there can be and what's good about them and what isn't.
And right away, Chief Cody sees something that isn't good about the plans you and Jimmy made.
And we drew Gilda Minocchio's house, Mommy.
Gilda Minocchio's house. Well, they live over on 8th Street, don't they?
Ah, I thought so.
That solid row of old houses with stone fronts and high stone steps going up.
And the basement. The basements are almost as high as the sidewalk. Just like another whole floor, so Gilda has 5 stories in her house. But it's only 1 room wide.
Why, that... Well, Chief Cody, that sounds...
Yes, ma'am. What we used to call the railroad flats.
Oh, dear, I didn't realize. Well, I thought those were all torn down back in the children's father's time.
Well, Ben tried hard to get rid of them, Mrs. Collins. At least there won't be any more built in our city, not without proper protection.
Protection?
Well, against what? Besides, they aren't flats or even apartments at all.
Well, there's no railroad, not for miles and miles.
Railroad flat. Now, that was an architectural crime.
Well, children, Chief Cody means that that kind of house isn't very safe to live in. They weren't planned very well.
Now, look at this design of yours, Trudy, Jimmy.
I think I see what you mean.
Hey, so do I. Each floor is just 1 room wide, but it goes right through the building, 1 room behind the other.
3 rooms in a line, like a railroad train.
And here at the sidewall, you see, the stairs. 1 flight of stairs, and on each floor...
A landing with the rooms opening off it. Gee, that isn't good, is it?
And if there's a fire on the stairs, how are you going to get out when the only stairs you have are burning up?
That's just it, kids. You stay there and take your chances until the truckmen get you out with a ladder... That's why this type of dwelling isn't built anymore.
Oh, but Gilda Minocchio lives in one just like this, Chief Cody. Her father and mother bought the whole house that used to be a different family on each floor.
And gee, the way they fixed it up, it's beautiful. Gosh, the nicest house in town, even if it used to be a railroad flat.
But they must have put in a fire escape, Chief.
Oh, of course they did. Only safe thing to do. Building code insists on it, too.
Fire escape? Trudy, didn't Gilda say something?
Yes, that's the only thing they didn't.
What?
Well, Gilda said they're going to put in a fire escape on the back of their house. The inspector said they had to.
But they haven't as yet. They were allowed to move in before
Oh, dear, what a shame.
Well, we'll have to see about this.
Now, Chief Cody, don't you go scolding Gilda Minocchio's father and mother. They're the nicest people.
No, Trudy, but you do see, don't you, why I said there's something wrong, very wrong with this type of house.
I certainly do. That old architect just didn't think about fire hazards. And now I can give a real speech. When I show my design to home ec class, Miss Lamony...
Hey, they're rolling. Coming this way.
Going right past the house.
I bet that was Tim. That sounded like 209.
Where are they going, Chief Cody?
I don't know, but Mrs. Collins, it's getting late, and since that fire seems to be close by, I'm off duty,
oh,
of course.
Run along,
but...
Bob. Glory be, you'd only fret if we tried to hold you. Don't make excuses.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Good night, all.
Good night. And Bob, Cody, make sure my Tim is wearing his scarf. It's chilly tonight.
Well, that's a fair sample of a fireman's life. Chief Cody settles down to enjoy a quiet evening. And the moment Tim Collins rolls past the house in Engine 209, the chief is off to the scene of the fire. He doesn't know yet that he is soon to meet Trudy's friend, Gilda Minocchio. But you'll hear all about it in our next thrilling true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with another tip about real firefighting. Remember I said a Class A fire is one that can be put out by cooling down the temperature, perhaps with water. But a Class B fire is one that involves burning liquid, like oil, and it must be smothered. Sand or dirt may smother a small one, but for others, we use chemical foam or spray that cuts off the air. Well, that's all for now. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Fire Fighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.